We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church, under the leadership of our very own Apostle Asia Francis, our founder and overseer. We are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. This is our Soul Out Sunday School. We welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. This is a place where you can call it your safe place, where you can ask questions, answer questions. Just get involved and just enjoy yourself in the Word of God. I'm your host for today, Mother Marie Roberts. And we welcome everyone that's on the line. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit this Soul Out Sunday School unto you, O God, for your wisdom, your guidance, your purpose for this movement. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember our pastor, our apostle, Asia Francis, and Elder Francis in their absence. Remember everyone on the line this morning, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And the topic of our Sunday school lesson is Jairus' daughter and the bleeding woman. And the golden text says, "But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." That's Luke 8:50. And the lesson will be coming from Luke 8:40-56. Would someone like to read the scripture for today? Luke 8:40-56, in Jesus' name. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physician, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and saidest thou, Who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody had touched me, for I received that the virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not his, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her daughter, "Be of good, go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she's not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maiden, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Thank God for the reading of his word, and his word is blessed. Before we get into the lesson, could anyone tell me why? Could anyone tell me who all that Jesus took in the room with him when he healed the little girl? Could anyone tell me that?
He took the three in his inner circle, Peter, James, and John. And so just like Jesus had an inner circle, beloved, we have to be careful about when we trying to do something for God, or God is doing something for us. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful about who you have around. So it was the three in the inner circle and the mother and the father, because there was so much unbelief there. The crowd did not believe.
Amen.
They said, Jesus says she was asleep, and they laughed him to scorn. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so
amen.
Sometimes when you're stepping out on faith to do the work of God, people will laugh at you.
Amen. Amen.
If they laughed at Jesus, they will
mm-hmm.
laugh at you. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. But,
amen.
Beloved, you got to believe anyway. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, Mother Roberts, I'm glad you posed that question. That's a powerful question, because you can't take everybody with you. You got to put the unbelievers out. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, Apostle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Apostle. Okay,
you.
I have another question to ask you all. Why did Jesus tell the parents to give her something to eat?
Mm-hmm. To strengthen her. Listen, she was laying there dead. The body is weak. The body needs to be strengthened. And so, beloved, we eat to strengthen the body. Amen. The word strengthened her spirit, brought the spirit back to the body. But now that body that did not have no spirit in it, that was just laying there limp, that body needed to be strengthened. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Mm-hmm. Okay. I said it before, but I can say it again. The topic of the lesson is Jairus, that's how I pronounce his name, daughter and the bleeding woman. And the golden text says, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Preparing to teach the lesson. Today's aim, to show how Jesus offered hope to Jairus and the woman with the, we're going to say, issue of blood. Principle, to show that faith in Jesus is the only way to have true hope in the face of difficult and death. To encourage students to see difficult situations and opportunities to trust in Jesus. We dare not underestimate what God can do when we trust and fully and seemingly hopeless situation. People in desperation need sought out Jesus. They knew that he would have the answer. The crowd who was waiting for Jesus received him with open arms. It was at this time that Jairus, a leader of the local synagogue, came towards to meet him and to beg him to come heal his daughter who was dying. While Jairus was pleading for Jesus to come to his daughter, a woman in the crowd was wrestling with her own need, the border of his garment. May prefer to tassels that reminded Jewish people to keep the commandment of God. When the woman touched Jesus' robe, she was instantly healed. What can we learn from this woman's daring act? Note that in Jewish society, women did not touch men they did not know, especially in public. The woman explained how she had touched Jesus in faith and was healed. Jesus responded, calling her daughter, a term of endearment. He then sent her away in peace commending her strong faith. This lesson is really talking about faith in Jesus. All you got to do is have faith and believe. Encourage the class to talk about how we trust God daily. Can we express our faith as this woman did? While Jesus was still talking to the woman, a messenger came with some bad news. Jairus' daughter was dead, and there was no need to trouble the master now. It was too late. Reflect on the time when God had answered in hopeless situation. When Jesus arrived at Jairus' house, he took only Peter, James, and John, and the girl's parents into the room where the dead girl lied. Jesus said that the girl was just sleeping and not dead, and the mourners laughed at him. Do we sometimes scorn what God had made? Do we sometimes scorn what God may have for us? Jesus then took the child by the hand and raised her up to life, telling her to get up. Then he told the parents to give her something to eat. It is possible that the instruction to give her something to eat was to confirm that she was indeed alive. The parents was amazed, but Jesus told them not to tell anyone what had happened. Jesus often told people to keep his work secret because his resurrection. Everything would be disclosed at the right time in God's plan. Do anyone want to tell me what you just got out of the scripture that was read and a little bit that was read just now? Do anybody want to speak on it, what they got out of it, before we move forward?
Mother Roberts, as you was reading the portion about the woman with the issue of blood and how she touched Jesus and was healed by faith.
Amen.
And that her touching Jesus was truly a bold move, because women did not touch. First of all, they didn't touch the priest, the rabbi.
Amen.
And they most definitely did not touch men. Men did not touch them, because they did not know when women were on their menstrual, because on a menstrual,
amen,
under the law of Moses, a woman was considered to be unclean. Amen?
Amen.
And so we know that her reaching out and touching Jesus was a bold move of faith. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
She had to be bold. She had to be desperate. And it had to be her faith that made her do it. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So what I realized is that the same way that she touched Jesus then, she physically touched the hem of his garment. And if we knew anything about the garment that he wore, that garment that he wore was like I don't want to call it a prayer shawl, but the hem was considered where they put the word. The word was supposed to be wrapped up in those little threads that fell down. Amen.
Amen.
And so if we was to touch the word of God with our faith, the way she touched Jesus, who is the living word, with her faith, we too can be healed. We can be delivered.
Amen.
And we can be made free. Whatever the situation is, if we touch the word with faith, amen, praise God, amen, then we can receive what it is that we are asking for. And so that just touched me. God has not changed. He's still the same. And so, Mother Roberts, as you was reading that, amen, it was activating and building my faith. Amen. All you got to do is believe.
Amen.
On what it is that God has said, and you shall receive. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. And so let this word and the characters of faith that the scriptures is showing forth to us, it's building our faith that we need to touch him more. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
That we
yes.
need to let our faith touch him more. Because there was other people touching him. And that's what the disciple says. Oh, everybody's touching you.
Yes.
It's crowded.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
And he said, no, somebody took virtue from you.
Yes. Amen.
So your faith equals virtue. God, your faith will make God release his compassion and virtue towards you. Amen. Praise
Jesus.
God.
Yes,
beloved,
Lord.
Your faith is very important. Mother Roberts, amen. Thank you for this teaching. Thank you for reading those scriptures, because those scriptures are very profound in how we ought to encounter Jesus by faith. And
amen.
That's the only way that we're going to receive. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Yes, this is a good teach. Okay, we're gonna. Anybody else have anything that they want to say before we move forward?
No.
Okay, we're gonna go to the question. Would someone like to take number one? It says. Why was the crowd so eager to meet Jesus when he arrived at Capernaum? Would someone like to take number one?
Well, the crowd was so eager to meet Jesus, and I really don't want to have to do the questions, because I really want to give the congregation time to be able to
do
the questions. Praise God.
I can do the first
one. Amen.
The crowd was so eager because of the effective ministry he had already done in Capernaum, and they eagerly welcomed him back.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Paris. Okay, number two, what individual sought out Jesus, and why was he looking for him so desperately? Will someone take number two?
Amen. It was Jairus who found Jesus, and he was begging him to come to help his daughter because she was dying, and he knew no other place to find help.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Samantha. Number three, what happened to interrupt Jesus' journey to Jairus' house? Will someone take number three? Apostle, just answer that.
It was when the issue of blood touched his garment.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Sister Samantha. Number four, why was it so surprising that Jesus asked who had touched him?
Because women don't often touch men's clothing or men in general.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister.
That's Sister Raquel.
Sister Raquel. Number five. What was it about the woman that caused Jesus to respond to her? What was it about the woman that caused Jesus to respond to her?
Her faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Raquel.
Amen.
The head woman of God.
Number five. What was it about the woman that caused Jesus? I just read that. What message came to Jairus as Jesus was talking with the woman he had healed? That's number six. Does someone like to take number six?
That it was too late. His daughter had died, and there was no need for him to bother Jesus any longer.
Amen.
That was the
yes. Thank you. Number seven, how did Jesus respond to the bad news about Jairus' daughter?
He basically said there was nothing that he couldn't do, so he knew that, he would be able to heal her.
Amen. Thank you. This is real good. Oh, I'm so happy. Number seven. No, I just read seven. Number eight, over what two areas did Jesus demonstrate his authority here? Number eight, would someone like to take number eight?
He demonstrated it over his authority over the disease and over death.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Samantha. Number 9, how did the people respond when Jesus said the girl was asleep?
Like he was crazy?
Amen. Amen. The last question is, why is it significant that Jesus referred to death as sleep?
That he could restore life as easily as he can awaken someone.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. I can tell we've been studying the lesson. This was a good teacher. This was a good lesson.
Yeah.
Anyone have anything to say about the lesson? Because we already went over everything, but maybe you have something that you want to bring out that we didn't bring out. If you have something to say, or, you know, you can just speak on it.
Well, you know, Sister Samantha just spoke on something about the him having authority over death and disease and sickness and
mm-hmm.
spiritual entities, right?
Amen.
And so it stood out to me that whether people are physically dead or spiritually dead, Jesus raises the dead. He has the power and the authority that when the spirit that makes someone's body alive leaves the body and the body dies, he can call that spirit back to the body. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Because, that's amazing.
Because he is the source of life. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't just give us life. He is our source of life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we need to honor him like that. And so those of us that was alive but spiritually dead, he resurrected us. Amen. Praise God. Gave us life. Amen. He is the
Amen.
Source of our spiritual life. And so I just, Sister Samantha, when she answered that question, that's what flooded my heart. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We will encounter people that are walking and talking and eating but are spiritually dead. Amen.
Amen.
And God has given us the keys to the kingdom, which is the gospel and his authority, that we can be that gateway for them when we share it, that they can come alive to Christ through their faith
mm-hmm.
and his finished work at the cross, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and
Amen.
Then we can see someone laying in a casket that don't
mm-hmm.
have no life,
mm-hmm.
and God is able. You know, we have to believe that God is able to resurrect them just like he did Jairus' daughter.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Like he did the woman that carried her son out, and Jesus touched him in the gateway of the city. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to know that we are the gateway to the city of heaven. Amen. We are the gateway.
Amen.
And at this, when people encounter us, we transact kingdom business. We get to transact kingdom business through the preaching of the gospel, healing of the sick, raising of the dead, amen.
Amen.
Changing the weight of someone's day, giving them a word that will lift up their hung down head. God has given you that power, amen. Praise
amen.
God. And so you are that gateway, and when people encounter you, right, you get to transact God's kingdom's business. Kingdom business
Jesus.
Is being transacted.
Hallelujah.
And so, beloved, we have to have that focus that we're transacting kingdom business. When we're studying the word, when we're praying, we're transacting kingdom business. The kingdom business that we're transacting at that time is to do what? It's to build ourselves up in the faith. Amen?
Amen.
That we are a disciple that can be used by God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? And
Amen.
So we do these things that we please God. Amen. Praise God. This may not please man. It may not please our friends. It may not even please our parents. Amen. Praise God. If they're not believers, but it will please God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, beloved, I just want to encourage you in the faith. That stood out to me when she answered that question. As the teacher is teaching, the Holy Spirit should be speaking to you.
Hallelujah.
As the teacher is teaching, beloved, if the Holy Spirit don't give the increase and give you a revelation and make the word life, then you got nothing. Your relationship with the Spirit of God is important. While the teacher is teaching, the Holy Spirit is revealing to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Mother Roberts, thank you for the teach, and Sister Samantha, thank you for that share. Amen.
Amen. I truly enjoyed
like
the lesson.
I would like to share something.
Oh, okay, Pastor Paris.
One thing that stood out to me was faith. And even when we're not sure how certain things may be received, if we're stepping out on faith and trusting God, then we should know that whatever happens on the other side of it is going to be a blessing, because
Amen.
We're being led by God and by God's word and that faith and trusting that he is in control and he can heal us and he can change things, and we are not
Amen.
Relying on ourselves and our own understanding. So the part of her having faith to do what she wasn't supposed to do technically, you know, but she was walking by faith
Amen.
And trusting and believing God was really powerful to me.
Amen. And I agree with you, Pastor Paris, because this is what this lesson is really about, faith. Like you said, it's all about faith. And even like, I know we didn't get into the next week's lesson yet, but next week's lesson continue about faith when he raised his friend up, Lazarus. You know, and the more that we listen and read the word of God, it's going to help us to have even more faith. We all got a measure of faith, but that's how, you know, by reading the word of God, our faith continued to grow. And I just thank God for this lesson, because when I was studying the lesson, I just carried away. I love Sunday school. I love Sunday school since I was a little girl. And I kept my kids in Sunday school every Sunday morning. And Apostle Asia could testify to that.
Amen.
I didn't just send them to Sunday school. I took them to Sunday school. I sat in my Sunday school. They sat in their Sunday school. Sunday school is very important. Like when you have children and you're raising them up, they need to sit in Sunday school so they can learn the word of God too. Even when they're little, they still hearing it. You know, so they get in the word. Anyway, I just thank God for the lesson. Okay, we're going to move forward. Would someone volunteer to do the altar call?
Beloved, we do like for the congregation to do the altar call. The reason why is because when you encounter people and you're not in church and you're hearing the gospel, you have to learn how to walk them through the sinner's prayer
mm-hmm.
and believe that them believing and confessing right there to God that they are saved. And you get to tell them that they are saved. This is not the work of the pastor. This is the work of every believer.
Amen.
And so that's why in the services, we do open up the floor that you can listen to how other people do it, that you can search the scriptures as you're studying and let
mm-hmm.
God teach you. Amen. Praise God. Because at your witness and at them repenting, they are saved. Not about them coming to the church building or
Amen.
To the church house or hearing your apostle preach.
Amen.
Amen. That's not it. Upon you being a witness to them and you walking them through the sinner's prayer, you ain't got to tell them, come to my church. Amen. Listen, let them repent first and then bring them to the service. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Them come and say, because that is the work of Jesus Christ. We don't want you to think that people are saved because they come, they heard your pastor preach,
mm-hmm.
and they came down the altar.
Amen.
No, they can get saved right there in your community,
Amen.
In your supermarket.
Amen.
Amen. Wherever they are, they can be saved. Amen. And so
Amen.
We like for you to, this is your practice. Amen. You learn how to say the sinner's prayer now. Amen. That when you get
Amen.
Out there, you know how to say it when you're being a witness. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to say that if you go online, there are resources. Like if you don't know how to start an altar call or you're not sure what to say or what to do, you can get some guidance there, a starting point, so that you're comfortable moving forward.
Amen.
Thank you.
Everybody heard what she said, what Pastor Paris said, right?
Yes.
Yes, because since she did the altar call this morning, it really touched me. It's like I'm already saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. I was saying yes, you know. But you could repent 24 hours a day, you know. So someone volunteer to do the altar call, please, if you like. Okay, Pastor Nakia, would you mind doing the altar call?
No, I don't mind.
Thank you.
Thank you for the speech today. It was really insightful, and it was a blessing. I just want to thank God, you know, for everybody on the line. Just taking a step to be on the line is,
Amen.
Like, so important. And it shows that you're interested in what God has to offer and what just having the proper walk with God and trusting God and believing God. And, you know, there's a saying where people say, oh, you're preaching to the choir. So we made the decision to come on the line today, but there's a lot of people out there that aren't on the line, you know.
Amen.
So when we leave this call, we have to have the mind to speak about God's word so that someone that hasn't experienced it can know that it's transformative and it can change you and it can truly just make life better, make you a better person, give you things, a place to lean on, a friend to talk to where you don't feel alone, you know. If there's anyone on the line today, though, where their faith feels like it's wavering or they feel like they're in a down place or they don't feel at their best self, you know, when you hear the word, it's heavy on you and you're not sure how to move forward in life, or even if there's like a certain situation that you're battling with and you're trying to figure out how to handle it, you know, you don't have to go to people for advice, you know, like
Amen.
You can see God, and God will give you the
Thank
answers
you,
to all of the questions that you have, you know. So if there's anyone on the line today, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I want to experience your mercy today. I believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I admit I'm a sinner in need of a Savior, and I'm inviting you to be mine right now. Come into my life. Come into my heart. And it's that simple. You know, I pray for everybody on the line and that, you know, the week is blessed, you know.
Amen.
That's not my prayer for Sunday service. I was just saying that.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Nakia. Do anybody volunteer to take up the offering? You can take it up the way that you, that God leads you to take it up. If not, I'll do it. But if anybody want to do it, the floor is yours.
Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, amen. And Jesus Christ, he is our high priest. And we give unto our high priest. We give unto his work. We give our tithes. We give our offering. Amen. Praise God. We give so that the ministry and the work of Jesus Christ can continue to reach the lost. Amen. Praise God. Because even though we know that the word of God is free, sometimes, you know, the church do have land in North Carolina that we intend to build on, that we pay taxes on. Amen. We pay for the website and the church app that is given to everyone for free. Amen. Y'all get it free, no cost, but it costs the church to operate it. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
This way you can have the word of God at the touch of your fingers. Amen. The software that we use that we can keep track of what comes in, that we can be divinely aligned when it comes down to the finances of the church. Amen. Praise God. And to be able to keep track of everything. Amen. That costs. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we ask that you give to the work of Jesus Christ, amen, to help us, amen, in our endeavors, that do cost finances, amen? And so you could give, amen, your tithes. The Bible says that will a man rob God, amen, praise God. If God gives you a dollar, he wants a dime, amen? That's discipline. Mm-hmm. That's us being able to trust God with our resources, amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And so you can give your tithes, your offering, and you can send it through the Cash App. The church Cash App is $CSDC12, or you can send it through the church app of PayPal. Our PayPal email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com, and I will send out a link, amen, praise God, for those of you that desire, amen, so that you can give. You can set up reoccurring giving. You can give through Zelle. Our Zelle email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. You can also give through Clover Give at the website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We do have a donate page there. Amen. There is an icon on the church app, amen, where you can give. Amen. Mm. To the work of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I tell you, we cannot be God's giving.
Amen.
If you choose to write a check and send a money order, amen, we ask that you endorse it to Cornerstone Deliverance Church and you send it to P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina, 27932. And I'm going to say that again slow. P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, that's Edenton, North Carolina, 27932. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we want to proclaim the blessing of the Lord over your life. The Bible says that when we give our tithe unto God, that God put his rebuke on the devourer. In every aspect of your life, we proclaim the rebuke of God on the devourer. Now, what can stand under the rebuke of God? Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God rebuke it, it must stop. Amen. When we rebuke something, it stands still. It stops operating. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so God says that I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And we pray that blessing upon you for your tithing. Amen. As you tithe by faith. Amen. Praise God. We put the rebuke of the Lord according to as he has spoken it on every devourer and every aspect of your life. We declare and decree that the offering givers, that the windows of heaven is open, pouring you out a blessing that you have no room to store up. Amen. Praise God. God is blessing you that you may be a blessing. We're talking about him that gives bread for food and seed to the sower. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He doesn't give seed to people who do not sow. Amen. God
mm-hmm.
gives seed to the sower. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in order to get seed from God, beloved, you got to be sowing something. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God gives seed to the sower. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
He will furnish unto you all that you need. This is
oh,
his
yes.
blessing unto you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you will have what you need in every occasion, that
mm-hmm.
you will have more than enough. Amen. We pray the blessing of the Lord upon you, amen, that maketh you rich in Anderson, no sorrow, amen. Receive the blessing of God
Hallelujah.
Even as you have
Thank
given
you,
today.
Jesus.
Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, amen.
Hallelujah.
Receive
Thank
it in
you,
Jesus',
Jesus.
Name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I release
Thank
the line
you,
back
Jesus.
To Evangelist Roberts.
Amen. I just want to thank everyone for coming out, and I don't want you all to think that I forgot about, you know, the certificates, and just to show appreciation, because you all could be somewhere else, you know, doing
Amen.
Something else with your time, but you're here learning the Word of God, and I can tell, studying the Word of God, too, because you all are on fire, you know, you all definitely
Amen.
On fire, you know, and I know God is so proud, and I'm proud myself, but God is the most important one that you're
mm-hmm.
pleasing, and he is sitting right now, just smile and saying, look at my children. And I just thank God
Amen.
For that. Sister Samantha, could you close us out?
Praise the Lord, beloved. Sister Samantha, before you close us out, Mother Roberts, I just want to share that Sister Raquel, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Sister Raquel was delivered yesterday. God, she repeated the sinner's prayer. and God delivered her from demonic oppression and possession
Hallelujah,
on yesterday.
Jesus.
This young lady is running for her life. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
She has not just been in Sunday service, but she's in Sunday school. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Jesus.
I want every seasoned saint praying for her. Amen.
Amen.
Praying for her. Amen. But this is what we do. We pray for one another. Prayer is not just
Amen.
Your passage. We got to pray for the new convert. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pray their strength. We have to encourage them in the faith. Amen. We, Sister Raquel, we are your new spiritual family. Amen. Praise God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Amen.
You have a need. You could call the church. Amen. Praise God. And we will pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. So we receive you here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Cornerstone Deliverance Church, give Sister Raquel a hearty welcome. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see a little see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you guys so much.
Let's praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
God for the woman of God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Beloved, the church, we listen, if we don't have the love of God, then what good are we? If we lose our salt, we lose our flavor. What good are we? Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
And so people are going to be coming in, may not look like you, walk like you, talk like you. Amen. May not have been bound what you're bound with. Amen. Praise God. But we got to have love here. Amen.
Amen.
The love
Amen.
Of God has to show forth here. Amen. Because that's how they will know us, by the fruit that we bear. Amen. Mm. Praise God.
Amen.
So, Sister Raquel, we love you. We welcome you here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Continue to run your race. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. This thing is a marathon. Day by day by day, like Pastor Paris said, run your race and keep showing mm-hmm. up. Amen. And we are here for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I also mm-hmm. sent you a link so that you could get the book so you could study. Amen.
Okay.
Mother Roberts, add Sister Raquel to your roster. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. I release the line to you, Sister Samantha.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful teaching on this morning, Lord mm. God. So know just a touch of his garment.
Yes.
May
Hallelujah.
Father God, just
thank
like
you, this. Jesus.
Issue of blood was made whole because of her faith.
Mm.
Sister Raquel, Father God, I just pray that you just continue to just strengthen her. Pour your all on her, Lord God.
Yes,
so
Lord.
That she continue to just grow. Let the Holy Spirit just penetrate
Thank
heart,
you,
her
Jesus.
Mind, soul, mm-hmm. and her body, Lord. From the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Because you keep her covered, Lord God. We just want her to continue to just trust the process so many times. Give up because they can't trust the process.
Yes,
they
Lord. Will.
Now, Lord God, we know that sometimes now is not now for you, Lord God. So we
yes,
just have
Lord.
To that we have to trust the process.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
A denial, Lord God, and I just thank you for just allowing me to be able to just speak these words
thank
on today,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
We
thank
all
you, Lord.
Know that we've been there before, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We know that we can walk with her, Lord God, and we're going to continue
you,
to hold up, Father God. We're going to encourage her, and along
yes,
the way,
Lord.
Please just trust the process, Lord God. We just pray that you just continue to just pour into our teacher, Lord God, that she
Thank
poured
you,
into
Jesus.
Us, morning, Father God, and whatever it is that we learn on today, Lord God, we may go out this week and we may share it with others, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Because
Thank you, Jesus.
Our faith, God, we
yes,
trust
Lord.
You. We're trusting you, Lord God. Even the non-believers, we're going to continue to trust you.
Yes,
as they laugh,
hallelujah.
Lord, we're going to continue to spread the good news
mm.
about the second coming of your son, Jesus Christ.
Thank
and I
you,
pray
Jesus.
On this morning, agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love. Amen.